What's up, world? This is your man, Nick Eden, and I am here with the talk of the town.
I know you're gonna dig this.
Here with the talk of the town.
We take you to the Hotel Martinet in Brooklyn, where Bobby Millett and his orchestra are offering a program
of
dance.
The town. Talk of the town.
Check this
out. Yo, we're now live on the Middleman Radio, and this is Talk of the Town. This is your boy Al.
And this is Kevin, man. What's going on, baby?
Oh, man, another great week, man. It's all good for me.
Most definitely. I got to give a shout out to everybody that tuned in that was chilling with us last Thursday with Fiend, man.
Big
shout out to everybody once again, man. Thank you. Our numbers are excellent.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely.
Yeah, man, we're inching slowly but surely towards those 70,000 listens that Al and I would prefer to have before the end of this year. We got a couple more weeks, y'all. Please make sure you keep sharing this show and keep downloading it. When you get on iTunes, man, Al, we got to find a better way to get that to people, man, because I tried to do a search on iTunes today, man. It was a little hard to find us, but we there.
Yeah, you got to be very specific when you type in the show. So I think the way I found it was I typed in The Middle Men Talk Show, and it came up for me, and that's how I was able to find the show.
Okay, because I was wondering, man, because I typed it in several times. Couldn't find it right off. I went back to the Blog Talk page, saw that little iTunes link, clicked on it, went straight to the page. I was like, son of a biscuit.
Right.
But
it's
hey,
a small thing.
Yeah, man. We got a couple more thousand to go, man. We would love for you guys to go ahead and download again. Listen. And make sure you share it. You can share it in the email. That each one of those listens count. So we would appreciate that. Thank you. That Fiend show was great, man.
Oh, yeah, man. Fiend's a real person, man. I mean, real good dude. I mean, you can actually tell that if you lived in his neighborhood, I mean, he could be someone that you can actually come up to and just have a decent conversation with, man. I mean, that's, you know, it really felt that way on the interview last week. So, big shout out to Fiend, man.
Most definitely, man. And also, make sure y'all go download that album, that single that he's pushing, man, on My Job. Make sure you go get it. Like right now.
Yep.
It is available on iTunes. He said, what, $1.29 or $1.99?
Yeah, $1.29.
Man, if you can't afford that right there, you need to go ahead and go sit on that cone and ask for that money. Change, sir. Change. Yeah, man. But on into today, man. Really, can we can just go ahead and get into this, man? You know what I'm saying? Random acts of entertainment, man. I see you kind of just a little throwed off over there. What's wrong, man? Mike ain't acting right again?
No, I'm good, man. I mean, I'm good, man. I'm just a little disturbed.
What are you disturbed by?
Certain things that we see, that we hear, then people always get upset over some very small to me, you know. But I can understand. And we're going to get into that today.
Yeah.
The discussion. But first, I want to give a I haven't went to see the movie yet, The Best Man Holiday. I have not went to see the movie yet. I plan to go see it this weekend. I've been hearing a lot of good reviews about the movie. I really hate that one of the main characters in the movie, you know, passes. And
oh, dude, spoiler alert. Thank you. Come on,
I'm just saying.
You don't do that, man.
That's on the internet, man. I mean, that's on the internet.
I'm just saying, that's why you don't say it, man. We don't.
But
no spoiler alert, man. No spoiler alert, sir. None.
It's on the internet, man.
I don't care. No, we're not going to do that to our listeners. Please take that out of your mind frame, your data banks. Take it out of your mind. You did not hear that. That's so messed up.
Shout out to Nia Long, still looking 25 years old, though.
I cannot believe she's 40, dude.
Right.
I cannot believe she is 40, man. She looks every bit in her early 30s. With the exception of she do have the alcohol eyes, you know, like the alcoholic when they drink a lot. You know, mm-hmm. You see a little red, the little blood vessels and stuff and got bad,
yep.
And your eyes going to turn brown in a little bit.
Yeah.
But the rest of the package, yeah, man.
Yeah,
she got
she
it going,
good,
man. She got it going.
Yeah, after having kids and, you know, still aging with grace, man. She aging like wine. And she said her secret is, man, she get a lot of rest, she eat right, she exercise, and she always have fun with her kids and her husband, man, and that keeps her alive.
Yeah. And, you know, the thing about it is it has to be something to it, man, because I did not know Angela Bassett was 56.
Yeah.
Dude,
wow.
She don't look anywhere close to 56. You know what I'm saying?
She
so that's crazy, man. That's crazy right there. I mean, man, I'm going to just say it. I'm going to flat out say it. We are lucky to have some of the most beautiful women in our race, period.
Yep.
I know that may throw some of y'all off, but I'm just going to call it for what it is. A lot of beautiful women in our race, man. But not to switch gears up a little bit, man. Dude, what do you think about this crackhead mayor that they have in Canada?
Now that you said that, I'm thinking back to the last clip that I saw as far as about this lady saying that he would not perform oral sex on her. That was funny. I mean, like, you really going to say this in public and in front of media? But, I mean, hey, he gangster, man.
Dude is fast gangster, man. Dude is, like, thugging it over there, man. Because I'm like, I'm not quitting. You know what I'm saying? They finally made him step down. And I know
right.
this is part of the political realm, but it's entertainment the way this fool cutting up.
Yeah, honestly. The way he acted.
Yeah,
right.
You know what I'm saying? They finally stripped him of his power. But he telling people, man, nah, I'm not finna lose what I got going on. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's crazy, man. And if you have to rethink back to anything like that, you have to think about what's the name, Marion Barry.
Right.
That's crazy.
Right.
But on the entertainment side, man, have you heard about Wu-Tang, man? They saying it's the last album ever with RZA being part of the formula.
Being part of the formula, or
I mean, that's it. If there's another Wu-Tang album, he will not be on it. Rapping, period.
Hmm.
That's
like
Wu-Tang.
That's like having New Edition without Bobby Brown, even though they did it before. But that's how that is.
True that. I don't really agree with it, man.
I mean, did he actually report what was the reasoning behind that? I mean, I haven't found
well,
out.
Well, I mean, it's mostly like, you know, he's outgrown it. You know, he's trying to move in a different direction with himself, and that's primarily his little thought process. But to me, I'm like, dude, come on, man. You're not going to put no verses on the albums? You know?
Right.
Hey, we got something coming up. You ain't going to put the verse on them?
Or any tracks or something on the album? I mean,
you know, they got the album coming out, man, but he ain't on it yet. Raekwon ain't dropped his verses on there.
What?
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah,
RZA.
I don't know what's wrong with RZA, man. Then, you know, and another, you know, another development. I'm peeping the game as far as with Busta Rhyme and Q-Tip. They finna do a joint project together.
On who label?
They didn't say, but the thing about it is they doing a project together. That's what hip hop is, man. You know what I'm saying?
But I look at both of their situations. Busta is apparently still signed with Young Money Cash Money.
Right.
Album did not release.
Right.
Q-Tip is on Good Music.
Well, actually, the project is going to be through Good Music. I'm sorry. And it's going to be called Abstract and the Dragons.
Abstract and the Dragons. Okay.
No.
That might work.
Abstract.
I hope.
Abstract and the Dragons. So I'm looking forward to hearing that because, I mean, that's two different dynamic styles, man. You got Busta Rhymes with all that energy and he can come a little smooth. Then you got, you know what I'm saying, you got Q-Tip with his smoothness and then, you know, Busta Rhymes with that energy, man. It's going to be a crazy combination right there.
Oh, yeah. Now, the group that I'm happy that's back in the studio working, Outkast.
Yeah, I heard that. Okay. They should be on tour by next year, man. That's the word that's out on the street, but
right.
I don't know, man. I just hope that Andre don't have a relapse, you know what I'm saying, dealing with his mom and start thinking about it and just be like, man, forget it again.
Right.
Yeah, no.
So, I mean, to me, it felt like music was his coping mechanism, you know, something to help him get through all those tough times. So I hope he uses it to help him get through it.
I don't know, man. I think acting was his thing. You know, don't forget he still got whatever it's called, but they're going to do it with Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're supposed to be doing a biopic of Jimi Hendrix, mm-hmm. man. So, you know, he's been picked for that right there, man. And, I mean, if that comes out, then you know. So, let's see how that go, man. But on into tonight, and man, I want to give a shout out to our Cotton Kings. I know we had them lined up for tonight, man. Everything, we're going to get it lined back up, man, so we can get those guys on the air because we definitely want you to know about one of that. You know, we want you guys to know about that brand right there, the Cotton Kings, man. Great product, great design, great shirt, and you know what I'm saying? It's something you definitely want to be rocking in the 2014. So, you know what I'm saying? We're going to bring those guys on, man, and make sure that we can get you aware of what's going on with the Cotton Kings brand, man. Shout out to them guys right there.
Most definitely.
Yeah, man. So, on to the man tonight, Random Access Entertainment, man. You know, we're going to be talking about, like Alan mentioned a little bit earlier, man, we're going to be talking about Trinidad James versus Mano. And has Southern Hip Hop completely dominated the hip hop scene in general? That's one of the things we're going to pose out there to our listening audience tonight. Also, has Kanye West finally lost his mind? Has he lost it? I'm wondering, man, what's going on with Kanye West? And we're also going to be talking about a couple other topics we may just bring up. Anything you want to bring up. Tonight is Random Act Entertainment number four. So it's going down. You listen to the Middleman on Blog Talk Radio. Once again, it is going down.
Yep, most definitely.
All right, well, man, what we're going to do, man, we're going to play, and just to start everything off, man, we're going to get into this Mano versus Trinidad James, man. You and I know Trinidad James is not the best lyrical artist that is a representation of the hip-hop scene
in the South
at this moment.
Yes.
But at the same time, you know, I do respect the brother for doing his thing. He made his lane. He's done what he has done. You know, but to go to New York, for those that may not know about what's going on with Trinidad and Mano, just in the gist of everything, he went up there in New York. He went to New York.
Right.
Had a concert with Converse. Got up there, got a little cocky, I guess. You know, feeling himself with that alcohol courage, that liquid courage got into his system.
Mm-hmm.
And he
mm-hmm.
said a couple of things that, you know, I mean, nothing against my folks from New York, but I know they are kind of sensitive when it comes to anything dealing with that state or city. So if you go up there and you mention anything that they perceive to be negative towards New York, E.I., New York, New York, big city of dreams, back in the day, kicking down the buildings, even though Snoop Dogg may have meant it one way and it portrayed it a different way and did it a different way, it was still something that kind of started the East Coast, West Coast war. Now, Trinidad went up there and said that, hey, the South is running the New York radio scene, which he didn't say radio, but he said we're running y'all music up here. We're running New York up here. Now, if you're a New Yorker and I'm sitting in the crowd and I'm a New Yorker, I'm be like, man, what are you talking about? Because that's like anybody coming to the South and saying, we running the South. We looking at y'all like, man, what you talking about? You know what I'm saying? Hit you with a Sweet Jane Jones. What time am I? Hold up. You know what I'm saying? So, just to make this thing a little bit more clearer, we're going to play a phone call between Maino and Trinidad James. So, we just gave you a little gist of what was going on. And Maino is one of the artists that came to the defense of New York. Mm-hmm. He jumped out there and said, hey, if nobody else ain't going to stand up, I'm going to stand up because they already just got kind of, you know, popped in the face a little bit by Kendrick Lamar saying I'm the king of New York and L.A.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, they feeling some kind of way right now.
Maino is considered the disciplinarian for New York. So if you come to New York and you act crazy, they send Maino after you.
With Maino being that guy, Maino stepped up. Maino was like, hey, man, I'm going to take this challenge on. I got this. And this is what he said in that particular phone call. You are listening to the Middlemen on Blog Talk Radio. This is the Talk of the Town, Random Acts of Entertainment, number 4. If you would like to get in this conversation after this clip, dial 718-508-9972. And I know somebody told me, Kevin, slow down when you're saying that number, because you're saying it too fast, we can't catch it. Mm-hmm. So it's 718-508-9972. If you want to get in this conversation, that is the number to dial, and we're looking forward to hearing from you guys tonight. All right, we're going to go ahead and play this clip right here. This is Maino versus Trinidad James. You listen to the Middleman on Blog Talk Radio. Here we go.
What's up? It's Maino, man. You want to holler at me? Yeah. At the end of the day, man, you're going to do what you're going to do. Of course, I'm going to want to. I just wanted to let you know, bro, I wasn't disrespecting your shit. Let me tell you this, though, my nigga. Can you hear me out loud and clear, my nigga? Right? Hold on. Listen to this, right? What you're saying now is different from what you're saying on stage. When you said, and I studied that whole thing loud and clear, my nigga. When you said, yo, we run your music, and it's I ain't trying to start nothing, but if you want to do something, you can do it, because I don't give a fuck. You took away from whatever your opinion was, you unvalidated it right there in that spot when you started talking some gangster shit. You understand what I'm saying? Now, I'm saying never in the history of my city has a nigga step foot on a New York City stage and disrespected our city just like you did. You know what I'm saying? Like, this ain't about me trying to be a bully or me trying to punk you or none of that. It's about right or wrong. I would have never came to Atlanta. I would have never came to L.A. I would have never went nowhere. Nobody would have done that. You wouldn't have done that. About what we got going on, your opinion is different than what you did. Whatever your intentions were is different than what your actions were that night. I'm saying we can get you a better place. All you need to do, I ain't saying you need to apologize to me because it ain't about me. It's about our city. You need to apologize to my city, my nigga.
It's coming out tomorrow, bro.
You shot the video. You need to apologize to my city, and then we can get to a better place. Then we can be in a better place, because this ain't about, this about man business, my nigga. This ain't about me trying to come at you, you know, in that kind of way. But my nigga, you wouldn't have done that in Detroit. You wouldn't have done that in Chicago, because the precedent is already set. You know, when you go in them cities, that it's no fly zone for certain shit, my nigga. Like all that, like if you were the one on stage, you would have said, yo, you know, New York. You know, I love New York, blah, 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 blah. You know, I want to see New York get back to its prominence. You know, that's cool. That's your opinion. I think y'all should support each other. That's different. But when you go in there and you start talking about, yo, if you want to do something, we can do it, because I don't give a fuck, man. That's something different, my nigga. That's a challenge. Now, if you want to challenge a nigga in New York, then I'm about that. I want to take that challenge, my nigga. I'll take that challenge. I'm willing to go the extra mile for my respect, my nigga. No nigga, not you, not nobody going on the New York City stage and disrespecting New York, especially not Brooklyn, my nigga. You understand? That ain't going to happen. That's not going to happen. I'm not going to allow that. You know what I mean? And you you must feel like that because that's why you got on the stage and you was that comfortable. But that's gonna happen, my nigga. Put that tape out, my nigga. Put it out tomorrow, and we gonna get to a better place. We gonna get to a better place because I ain't here to try to, you know, dehumanize you or make you feel less than what you with. This ain't about Atlanta. This ain't about New York and Atlanta. I fuck with niggas. I fuck with Atlanta heavy. I fuck with the South heavy. I love that music, my nigga. I'm in the clubs all the time. I fuck with that music. This is about right and wrong. This is about respect, homie. You gonna respect my city, son. Because if you don't, then we should dance a different way. It don't matter to me.
Hey, are you gonna come?
I'm done, my nigga.
Check it out. I shot the video. What I'm gonna tell you is, you can't get caught up in how the media puts something out there. When I went to do my show and I stepped out on that stage, brother, I said a lot of shit. They chose to only show you that part. Because by that time when I was talking and saying what I was saying, it was niggas in Brooklyn, niggas from Brooklyn, talking about preach. Preach, preach, because like I told from the beginning of my speech, I ain't here for none of that. I left that shit alone a long time ago. The reason why I say it's one thing about being, I'm passionate about the truth, brother. And sometimes that's a good thing, sometimes that's a bad thing.
Yeah, but we don't need you to tell us what our truth is, my nigga.
Check me out, bro. Malcolm X said that all I care about is the truth. It don't matter who tells it. That's what I live.
It don't matter. I ain't free to get my truth. You can't come to my truth. You can't go to L.A. and sit up in L.A. and say, yo, I remember when y'all niggas was doing G-Funk, and now we run y'all, and if you don't like what I'm saying, we should do whatever. That's different, my nigga. See, what I'm trying to get you to understand is, what you're saying to me right now makes sense, but what you said on that stage is something different.
Bro,
you see?
That's why I shot the video, bro.
Okay, so you got the video shot. You got the video shot. You apologize to my city. Then we in a better place, my nigga. Then we start moving in a better place. Then things become different on how I feel about you. Then we moving in a better place once that video come out. I'm gonna look at that video and I'm gonna say, okay, that man, he a man about his business. Because at the end of the day, I've been here before. We all been on stage and we all kind of over talk sometimes and we all know what that feeling is. All right, cool. But I feel like you said you went to a different place. I respect if you made that tape. Because that's all I want. This ain't about me. This ain't about nothing personal to me. Because I know personally, if you'd have done that in another city, it would have been the same thing. Certain niggas is not letting that happen. I'm not one of them niggas. So, therefore, we gonna move in a better place, my nigga. That tape done, you gonna drop them all, and then we move in a better place. This is my number. This is my exact number. So I ain't running hot in nothing, my nigga. All right? Get that go.
Yep.
All right.
So that was a funny phone call to me in my opinion. Of course, you know, that was Maino and Trinidad James having a phone conversation about what Trinidad James said at his show in New York.
Right.
In front of fans in New York of, I guess you would say, of Trinidad James music, yep, too, because apparently they were there as well.
Yeah, the building was built to capacity, man. And exactly. You know, I want to apologize. I know there was a whole lot of profanity. We didn't get the chance to edit that one, but for Maino to say that he wasn't trying to bully that man, it did sound like he was trying to, you know, trying to check him, man. I mean, checking is another form of bullying.
I mean, even if you go back and read the tweets that Maino sent to Trinidad James the next day after his show, once the video was released on WorldStar, he actually made, like, comments like, I'm going to discipline you when I see you. You know,
yep.
As soon as these New York guys get off their vaginas or whatever, I'm going to worry about disciplining Trinidad James. It was something like that from what he said on the tweet. But, you know, you had a lot of people coming at Trinidad sideways. And to be honest, if you really want to be honest and technical about what Trinidad said, he's speaking the truth. Who is on the radio from New York besides Jay-Z and Fabulous? And you can't say French Montana because French Montana is not from New York.
Not only that, he made a statement of, these guys sound like our artists.
Thank you.
So
even Fabulous came down to the South and did what?
Yep.
Got some South music.
Yep.
You know,
I mean, at the end of the day, man, what was wrong with what he said? Now, that was one thing that Trinidad said that I didn't agree with. He was saying that the media made it portrayed a certain way, but you said it.
It did. You said it.
You said this. Own up to what you said, brother.
Right. It wasn't cut short or anything. It didn't start at a particular part because you said what you said, and it flows, and it flowed. So you can't take that back.
It wasn't cut, wasn't edited, wasn't
nothing.
None of that.
Nothing.
Wasn't
nothing.
None of that. But the
nothing.
Point is, you want to try to use that as a convenient. Now, if you scared of this, brother, and that's one thing I mean, to me, I don't care for. If you going to sit up here and act like you'd bought it, especially when you're on the radio in Atlanta on 94.5 saying it's whatever, and
right.
You put it out there, you're going to run across
right.
A cat like this cat that going to check you on is it whatever.
Right.
You know what
and,
I'm saying? Now,
and everybody knows that, well, not everybody, I mean, I don't even know. I just know of a few incidents where Maino did actually retaliate against somebody or discipline somebody. But
I'm wondering.
I mean, I don't know. You
Young
know,
Bird?
I, don't know
I mean, seriously, dude, Young Bird?
That don't count, man. That don't count, man. Come on.
I mean, if you
like
really
want to
be
time.
G about it, you know, if you want to be G about it,
yeah.
Go slap Jay Prince.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Go slap Jay Prince if you want to be G about it.
Right. No, no, no.
Even
no,
though
no, no,
Jay
no.
Prince ain't
no, no,
disrespect
no, no, no,
nobody,
no.
Said anything wrong towards nobody.
No,
I'm
no,
just
no,
saying.
No, no, no. Go slap Mac 10.
Oh,
that's what you need
yeah.
to go slap. Go slap Mac 10 or Dub C. You know what I'm saying? Real get down type dude. You know what,
you
what
I'm saying? Trick.
Right. Zero. You know what I'm saying? People like that.
Twist.
But, yeah.
In fact,
yeah.
Don't slap MC Hammer and watch what happened to you.
Not MC Hammer now. Come
man,
on.
Man, go slap MC Hammer and watch what happened to you. It just ain't gonna work. Just saying, but I mean, real talk, the legitimacy of the statement that Trinidad made with as far as,
mm-hmm.
you know, those guys sounding like the South.
Right.
When you really look at that whole scenario situation, man, it's basically like the question we're posing tonight. You know what I'm saying? Has the Southern hip-hop completely, the culture of the Southern hip-hop, the sound, has it dominated hip-hop in general?
I mean, you got to think about it, man. Like Bun B said it best, South ain't going nowhere. I mean, it don't matter what we put out or how we put it out, South ain't going nowhere.
But
because
is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I mean, music is music.
I can agree with you, but
the thing about it is how the fans perceive it.
Well, yes, I agree with that statement, but from my standpoint, my brother, I'm just talking about I can't compare Latino music to salsa polka music. You know what I'm saying? Salsa music against polka music. It's music, but it's not the same. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
because,
I'm speaking from a context of rap in general.
I mean,
now,
rap is not rap because I'm going to tell you something. You grew up at the end part of it, and I grew up at the middle part of it as far as hip-hop. Hip-hop at one time was completely dominated by East Coast, period.
Right, right.
That sound was of that area. There were things in content, even though they were rapping, quote-unquote rapping, there was a difference in that sound. And when
mm-hmm.
the West Coast came about, that's why everybody gravitated towards it. Just like on the show last week when we were talking about Fiend and categorizing music, there were different categorizations of the music. You know what I'm saying? Even though,
right.
quote-unquote, it's rap, it's a difference in each you know what I'm saying, area of rap. Southern sound
right,
is
right,
a
right.
Southern sound.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah,
you can't
most
compare
definitely.
Big Crit to Talib Kweli, but lyrically, they rapping. Lyrically, they singing things on the same level for their locations, but it's different.
Look at it this way.
Okay.
Look how long the South has been running the Billboard charts. Outside of Jay-Z and Kanye West and Fabolous here and there. Whoever you put up in there.
I'm not a true believer of what the charts say, because that's the same thing as saying, because you know better.
I know better.
People can pay for this right here.
But we have to look at from what is perceived on paper, as far as like if we can only go with that. Now, we do know the truth now. But if we can only go with that, Kevin, the South has been dominant for over a decade.
True. And guess what? Guess who's been dominant in that phase and time of it? Gucci Mane. So you saying Gucci Mane was the best representation of the South?
No, it ain't just been Gucci Mane.
He's in that run.
But look, though, he's part of the South.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And guess what?
Because you got to look at No Limit. You got to look at Cash Money. You got to look at, like, the Texas movement. You got to look at what was going on down in Florida.
Exactly.
Georgia.
You're proving the point that I want to make. Even in the South, in which a lot of people didn't understand why the South was so successful, the South, even though it's a massive area, just like California can support California areas, the South was able to sustain and keep their artists afloat. Now, when you say a Texas movement, Texas artists don't have to leave Texas. Louisiana artists didn't really have to leave Louisiana. Florida artists didn't really have to leave the Florida area. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about the guys not mainstream, quote-unquote, but the artists that were sustained over a period of time. And even with the PDs and the radio guys, guess what? They played what was familiar to their area. Remember when back in the day you can go as far as from Memphis to Birmingham and hear two different, totally different styles of music. Even to St. Louis, and you'll hear something different from Memphis.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So as far as us dominating the sound, we're producing a sound that is basically generic. It's nothing. Even with New York, when they ran the whole movement of the South, I mean of the North, they ran the whole country, there still was a division and diverseness in that sound. You had your 7%.
But you had all this
different other type of music.
But look, though, if you looked at East Coast music in general, and then you take, okay, let's say, for instance, if you take music from Texas, you take music from Florida, you take music from Louisiana, and put it against, like, you just put it in a random playlist with East Coast music, you'll be able to point out more Southern music versus East Coast, because you'll be able to say, okay, all of these are East Coast, and then the rest
of
these are
Southern.
But
that's the point I just made, though. That's the difference, isn't it? But when you look at South music nowadays, and I'm not talking about the starched Texas guys that have been around with that Texas sound early, you know, the newer Texas artists. I'm talking about the ones that are coming out now that if you listen to something in Atlanta, you can't tell Atlanta from Texas now. You can't tell Tennessee from Atlanta. You see what
I'm
saying?
I ain't heard nobody like that yet, but...
Dude,
I'm just
using that as an example, but majority of the new artists that are coming out of the South right now have that sound that sounds just like everything else.
You know
what I'm saying? So that's why I posed the question of, is that a good thing? Is that a good thing for us to, you know, for Trinidad to know this and recognize this, that, okay, if my music is popping in the clubs, key word, club, we the one that started that whole crap with you got to have your records in the club to get it to the radio, and all the PDs go there. And there was a time when the PDs and the A&Rs would get out in the streets and go find the hot artists. Now they just go to the booty club and see who's paying the most money to get their record played.
Right.
Good for the game?
No, it's not good for the game. But you got to think about, like, okay, I'm going back to the statement that Trinidad Jack states.
Okay.
Now, of course, what he said on stage has some type of validity to it. Yes. Because if Future is on every third to fourth song that's on the radio in New York, out of all those artists that are in New York, even the pioneer artists that are in New York still doing music, something is wrong with that.
True that.
As far as in their area. Because if you now, because I know when I listen to Power 105 or I listen to Hot 97, and then I switch and I go down and listen to 107.1 down here or whatever, I rarely hear someone else outside of what's going on in the South on a radio station. Now, of course, you're going to have Jay-Z play. You're going to have Kanye on there, you know.
Right.
But outside of those main artists right there, you don't hear no Ty Lil Kweli. You don't hear no Consequence, you know. You don't hear no...
Why is that, though?
Anything from... I mean, I don't know.
I mean, you do know. You do know. I just gave you one of the prime examples of it. All of the program directors, all the A&Rs, where do they go to get their music from?
Right.
Who's hot in the club right now?
Right. I understand that, but we all remember a time in which we could actually turn to the radio and hear something different during each hour on the radio.
Well,
like, we can hear Bone Thug, we can hear Snoop, we can hear Master P, we can hear Jay-Z, we can hear UGK, we can hear Trick Daddy, all in one rotation.
And why was that?
From every region.
Why was that?
I mean,
marketing played a big part in it. You know what I'm saying? Regional records played a big part in it. A lot of times, like I said, regional records were not defined by the club. Now, regional records and area records and nation records are defined by the club. So that's why I say, is it a good thing or a bad thing? I mean, yes, I do agree with what Trinidad say. It is a true statement. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere you hear, you're going to hear Southern artists on there. But these artists, are they truly, because, I mean, even with the programming aspect of it, Alan,
mm-hmm.
these people play the same 15 records nationwide at the urban stations. You know it. I know it. Everybody listening, y'all know it. Because, number one, people are not demanding new music. People will just go along. It's like sheep. They'll go along. Okay, they playing at the club, so it's hot. Me and one of my partners, we had a very interesting conversation about this. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my man, Snooker. I'm telling him that if these records, if the club did not play that much of an influence on what these guys playing on the radio, we would have no choice but to hear good music and other music, because that's not the only, you cannot just go to that whale and say, I'm going to run to this right here and get this music every time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's what they're doing. Okay?
Right.
I don't have to do no research. Only thing I got to do is just go to the club and see what's popping.
Yeah.
That's lazy. That's why the record playlist is lazy. Now, I know money does play a big aspect of it.
It does. It does.
That's a part of it, man. And I don't have anything against Southern music. But at the same time, I understand, yes, it's a dominance, but there's a reason of that dominance. It's not what it used to be, because, like, when New York was dominating the whole scene, the whole country, think about it. They weren't playing in those records in the club out here in the South. I know this for a fact.
I mean, they played a few, but it wasn't like
it wasn't like
how
that.
Our music is played up there.
Right. It's not like how it is now for the South in all these other areas. We still heard their records, but we still had the influx of a Southern artist in our mix, in our clubs.
Right.
You had an even keel where you had a little LL. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You had a little this and a little that. You know what I'm saying? Then you had a South artist in there. Your ghetto boys being played in the background.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, that's one of the things about it. But just even further this conversation, even with the events what happened with those two in that conversation that you just heard on the phone right there, people, Trinidad James came back and Maino said he wanted to see the tape, and the tape that he was referencing to is an apology. Now, Trinidad James basically said,
lame.
I'm not going to apologize. This is not an apology. So, to me, it is somewhat a cop-out, but not a cop-out, because the dynamics of this is Trinidad James is an employee of a record label, number one.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Number two, if you say anything stupid and you're not, you know, an established artist, because you only got one song, really, that everybody know, All Gold. You know what I'm saying? You're not established, so you're not going to mess up your potential money. And if you do mess up that money, that label ain't going to be able to recoup. You're going to be broke, basically. So what we're about to play right now, we're going to go ahead and play the apology, quote-unquote, so-called apology of Trinidad James. And if you're out there listening on the internet, all our people that's on the phone lines, if you want to make a comment, dial 718-508-9972. Go ahead and get in a conversation with us tonight. Now let's play this. I don't even want to call it an apology, man. Just a response.
Yeah.
I'm Trinidad James, and I said out of my mouth when I was in New York doing a show for Converse. Shout out to Converse. I really appreciate y'all. That Atlanta runs New York musically. I also said that the artists that are popping out of New York on a grand scale, you might as well say they're from Atlanta. And after I said that, I also said, hey, I ain't trying to start nothing, but if you feel some type of way, hey, it is what it is, it's whatever, because I don't give a fuck. Right message, wrong messenger. When I say wrong messenger, I'm not saying that because I only have one hit record, no album yet, that, I don't have the right credentials to say that. What happened was I picked the wrong place to have a barbershop conversation. This is not an apology, and I'm never apologizing for the truth. I don't believe in it. But this is to let the city of New York know I wasn't trying to disrespect you at all. I can never do that. That's against my code as a man. Forget being a rapper. I don't really care. Mostly I don't think I can rap anyway. As a man, I never disrespect that city. I can never forget Santos, where rappers couldn't even get into my show in New York. I can never forget Shabazz. Never forget Shabazz. We know her, the promoter, Lola, who put that show together. I can never forget the Fader, Complex, Supreme on Lafayette, Flight Club on Broadway. Y'all showed me love, so I could never disrespect the city at all. My only intentions when I said what I said was to get New York radio, the main stations, to play more young New York artists. Don't just give me an hour of the classics, the legends. Of course we know Jada, Fab, Jay-Z, etc. All these people are legends. I don't want to hear that. Of course they already had the torch. But what about the Action Bronsons? What about the Troy Avenue, the Black Daves, and all these other artists who I would like to hear on the radio? All I hear is Southern artists. If I turn on to a satellite radio, hell yeah, K-Slay, Funkmaster Flex, Tony Toka, other DJs, they're playing New York artists that still have a New York sound. I respect you. I love it. I love to listen to New York music. I always did. Like I said in the beginning of my speech, when people only took out what I said as far as ATL run New York music. Before I said that, I also said I grew up on Dipset. I grew up on Jay-Z. My first album ever bought was The Blueprint. That's real. You don't have to believe it. Lastly, I only got into this music to take care of my mama. That's the only thing that matters to me, taking care of my mama. So when I say I did not disrespect your city, I mean that, because I want to come and make money in your city to take care of my mama. Only God can judge me. Only God. So, hey, I'm Trinidad James, and I was not disrespecting New York City when I made my remarks, and this is all I can tell you. Thank you very much for your time. Kids, keep dreaming. Keep believing. Amen.
Okay. Okay. This is Trinidad James, and I approve this message.
Right.
Come on, sir. Number one.
Right.
Number one. Wrong place, wrong time for that comment. If you're going to make that comment, make that comment. Own up to it, brother. How you going to say this and fold up like that? Pimp C, God rest his soul, was alive. He probably would slap them teeth out his mouth.
So would have.
That's disrespecting where you from. That's disrespecting the whole nine. Now, I understand the business aspect of it. I want to come make money in your city. You know what I'm saying? But even even in that conversation, Allen, how dare he say, I know y'all know I can't rap. Y'all think I can't rap. I can't rap. That's like Ford vehicle saying, oh, man, we suck, but we'll sell you
right.
a car.
Exactly.
I mean, what was the purpose of this whole quote-unquote, I ain't apologizing, but I'm apologizing because, you know, God got me and I'm doing this for my mama. What?
Well, your mama. We both know what happened, Kevin. We both know what happened.
Yeah.
We know that he was coerced because in the previous interviews before he had the conversation with Maino, he said, whatever is whatever. If you don't like what I said, it's whatever. The truth hurts. That's what he said. It's the truth. So why back down? Because basically what you just did, Trinidad, if anybody else come and say something else, what they going to do? They
going to
have to apologize.
Yep.
Right. Did Kendrick Lamar apologize?
No, he didn't.
For what he said?
No, he didn't.
So why should you, Trinidad, have to apologize and also belittle your music? There are a lot of people out here who are not lyricists, but they're still getting money. Soulja Boy is prime example. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Riff Raff. I mean, Riff Raff has grown better than from where he was to where he is now as far as musically wise. I can honestly say that, you know, because I used to hate Riff Raff. Now, one person that I, you know, he ain't from East Coast, whatever, from over in California that I really just don't like, I still don't like Lil B. But one thing I can say about Lil B is that he is grinding.
True that.
He is making money.
He understands his lane. He understands
exactly.
his fan base. He ain't stepping
exactly.
outside of that.
And that's what Trinidad should have said. I have my own lane. I have my own following or whatever. I want to come up here and try to expand. I appreciate the support you have. I was not trying to disrespect your city, but I'm speaking honestly from a fan.
Yep.
That's it. And kept it like that and moved
yep.
on. Forget what Maino say. Maino one dude.
Hey, but it still goes back to that liquid courage. You see, now look, I don't even know if he was drinking. I'm just going to give him that out. But that liquid courage looked like it just gave him a little, you know what I'm saying, a little weight behind him.
Right. Right. But Maino, one dude, man. One dude. Come on, man.
You know they trying to act like Maino, really. You know what I'm talking about?
But look at it, though. Why is it affecting Maino? It should have affected,
thank you.
Like, you don't see, like, Fabulous or Consequence or Q-Tip, anybody like they saying anything about it. It didn't affect them.
Number
Joe
one,
Buck,
you don't see any of the New York artists seen just really have that much of an issue. Now, there have been a couple of discs that popped up here and there, but it ain't been nothing that was like, you know, oh, wow. It's like Hell Rail
yeah.
and... people like that, that people are looking like, man, why are you even rapping, dude? But
man,
at the same time, my dude.
Heaven Rail need to sit down somewhere.
But I'm just saying, though, man, at the end of the day, man, this man is entitled to his opinion, number
yeah.
one. Number two, everybody else entitled to their opinion because he's called whack on more than one occasion by all of us.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I've been just keeping it real.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
But you gonna come back and do the man like this. Nah, man. That's not cool. Not cool at all. Quickly before we get to the wrapping up of the show, man.
Buddy, man.
Man, let's talk about our man Kanye West. Yo boy, Kanye Weezy. Kanye West has recently told the President of the United States of America, don't ever mention me or my wife, well, fiance, jump off, whatever you want to call her, again. And on top of that, as we all know, the Yeezus album came out. It did okay, not knocking the album, but at the same time, it's not the Kanye we know. I mean, what is really going on with Kanye? Kanye called himself God. He has recently brought out a rendition of, quote-unquote, Jesus Christ out on the stage to talk to him at a concert. He's constantly going on rants. What is really going on with Kanye? Is he finally cracking up, man? Has the pressure of fame and the arrogance of who he think he is, has it caught up with him?
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly what it is. But you got to think about it. Kanye always wanted to be where Jay-Z was in general, because Kanye looked at it as no matter what Jay-Z did or what Jay-Z said, nobody did anything to bring him down.
But what could have Jay-Z said or did to bring him down? If you look at Jay-Z's career, he maneuvered through that career in a manner in which, if you think about it, nobody could touch him. You know what I'm saying? He even had Dame looking crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When you think about it, he had Dame Dash sacrifice his own career for him.
Yeah. But so, Kanye wanted that same type of level, I guess you'll say, of power. And now that he feels like he has it, because that's why he and Jay did that. Well, that's why he wanted to do that album with Jay. You know, because to show that, you know, they are on the same wavelength as far as musically and can sell the same amount of records or more than each other. Like, the competitiveness, like, no one is better than them two. So, of course, and then if you look at Kim Kardashian in his new video, who she look like? Beyonce.
Yes, you do.
Got the gold hair and everything now. So, of course, Kanye is thinking to that level, okay, well, if Jay-Z can say what he want to say, as far as I got Obama on the text, and I'm down in, what do you say, down in, somewhere in Mexico, when they had that big thing about Jay-Z having, you know, connects down in Mexico and being like a person of interest, giving information.
Oh, no, that was in Cuba. He was in Cuba.
Cuba.
Yeah, he was in Cuba.
Right. So, nothing happened to Jay-Z. So, Kanye, in my opinion, I think Kanye is feeling like, okay, if Jay-Z can get away with this stuff and say whatever you want to say, I can do whatever I want to do, too, because I'm Kanye West. I'm Jesus. You know, I am the new savior. That's what he feels.
Well, he can be him.
That's what I think.
He can be him all he wants. I don't understand it, because let's cut it flat, cut and dry. Which Kanye would you prefer to have, College Dropout or Yeezus?
I would like to have the College Dropout and the Late Registration Kanye.
Yeah, that whole era, the whole college era.
Yes.
Okay, and I can't front. Heartbeats and 808.
I
like.
I kind of like it too.
I can't front.
But that's
was
when
dope.
The transformation began.
To who he is now.
Yes, that's when it began.
This fool has lost his mind, in my opinion. You know what I'm saying? I won't be surprised somewhere along the line, man, somebody beat the brakes off of him. I'm just real. That's my opinion. I mean, dude, there's nothing wrong with fashion. There's nothing wrong with being a world guy as far as being able to go out there and explore and experience new things. That's what we all should do. That's life. But when you start telling people you God,
right?
Come on, son. Come on. Well,
I mean, Kanye is really sticking his pinky toe. His whole foot is already in the boiling water in general. And, I mean, come on, man.
Well, good. Well, hey, that's Kanye, man.
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, that, man, Random Acts Entertainment number 4, man, we talked about this whole Trinidad James and Mano situation. We also talked about, you know, the Southern Hip Hop. Is it a good thing or a bad thing for being so dominant now? You know, if you missed it, go back, rewind it, play it again. We also talked about Mr. Kanye West. But before we get out of here, Alan, I would like to let everybody out there hear this record one more time. He was our guest last week. If you missed that show, you can go to blogtalkradio.com. It is one of our featured shows at the top of the list. just click play on it. Share that link with your friends so they can click play on it. We want to get up to 70,000 listeners before the year is up. Make sure you share it with a friend. Tell a friend to tell a friend about us. We do appreciate you guys. Coming up after Thanksgiving, we may take Thanksgiving off, or we may just have a best of show for you guys for this Talk of the Town. But after that, we got them locked and loaded, y'all. Scotty ATL,
yeah,
man.
Yes, sir. And make sure you guys go and vote for us on the Southern Entertainment Awards website for Slept On Radio Personality of the Year. Make sure you vote for us. Tell your friends to tell another friend to continue to vote for us as well. We want to bring that award back down to all our listeners of the Middleman fan base. We definitely appreciate you guys. December 31st, 70,000 listens is what we want now.
Most definitely. Well, we're going to go ahead and play this On My Job, man, because we the Middleman, Alan, me, Jen, you know what I'm saying, Nick Eaton, we all on our job. We stay on our job. Go back and listen to this show. It's available on iTunes also and on Blog Talk Radio. Y'all check it out. On My Job, Fiend.
Throw it up one time. I'm on my job. On my job. On my job. On my job. Get some daydreaming, leading on a CL, pick one, 22 a shine bomb, got it looking sick dumb, punk boy moving that crack alley kick drum.
I just left the money come, reaching me 100 bucks, something about me being number one, and I ain't disagreeing, I'm fiend for the money, dollar sign Jones, I'm so in, smoking out of this zone.
On my job, on my job, on my job, on my job.
The Kenner. Your bitch invite me over, say she having me for dinner. It's all for you to breathe, how the air's getting thinner. I've been stunting on you new for the past 10 winners. Bear cub, jacket, blue fox, chinchilla. Bag full of cash, sack feeling like pillar. On my bitch, bad Michael Jackson like thriller. Gotta fight it like the Pepsi bottle, I might spill her. Smoking on the best, smelling like. All I do is ball on them Juvie Reggie Miller. I'm on my job, X-Fiend, X-Fitter. Climbing to the top and now I'm fall like Godzilla.
You heard me? On my job, on my job, on my job, on my job.
In the trunk, we'll make him all stop. Spit flu, somehow I make them sick as the smallpox. Cool chicks in my cool whip, but they all hot. Give them hard, got in common what they all got. Switch to the soft top, let the basketball paint. Candy cloth drop on bark, that's the dog. Pain rolled up, exhale alcohol. The mama don't want a lame, want a gang after all. All these bottles like the sun and now flex the food. Twisting up their fingers, what the f*** is y'all rapping?
My side.
The money made me go that harder. This is me, first to the last quarter. I'm a starter.
On my job, on my job, on my job, on my job.
That was On My Job, Fiend, man. Went down, Alan.
Yes, sir.
Great show, man. I appreciate the conversation for everybody that listened tonight. Once again, make sure you go to SouthernEntertainmentAwards.com, personality, slept on personalities of the year. The Middleman, we want to bring that thing back on over here to you guys, like Alan just stated. And
yes,
join
sir.
Us for the upcoming show after Thanksgiving. Well, I know everybody going to be eating that turkey laid out. Y'all ain't going to be studying us, but we still thinking about y'all.
Right.
So going down. We're going to have a show for you guys in case you want to sit around with the family and you know what I'm saying, listen and do that good stuff right there. It's all good. Y'all definitely can mess around and check us out on that Sunday because it will be there to be played. You got anything you need to say, man, before we get up out of here, brother?
Hey, man, Trinidad, man, throw some balls, man. That's all I got to say.
Matter of fact, you know what, Alan? Can I do this for you right quick, man? Hold on, where it at? I ain't did this in so long, man, I got to find the button. This right here is for you, Trinidad James.
And go sit back in the stands.
So bad. Middleman,
yes.
Come on down.
We out.
Yeah. Belt 5. Middleman. Yeah.
Talking to town.
Belt 5. Oh. Follow me at Belt 5 on Twitter.
Yeah.
It's the talk of the town, man. It's so ill. We talking real news in the music business here. Take your opinion in the chat or you can call in. Hey, they be going in. Yeah, they be going in. On them cats in the industry. Doing more things most cats don't see. Keep your ears to the ground and you will see. Most things ain't what they appear to be. Cut to the chase and the real McCoy. Telling you that they ain't gon' toy around with no issues. Shedding light on dark signals. Yes, and now they own live. 8 p.m. is where you should plan to be on Thursday night. PSA from the One Felt Vibe, talk of the town and the show is going live, yeah.